Betty had a new baby brother, and his name was Obed. And when Betty saw Mama taking care of baby Obed, Betty wanted a baby to take care of too. Betty didn't have a doll, so she went outside and picked up a stick. And when she tried to hug the stick, it poked her, so she threw it back down on the ground. And then she looked around, and she saw a rock. And the rock seemed to be just the right size to hold. And when she hugged it, it didn't poke her. So she kissed the rock, and she named it Eva. When Mama gave baby Obed a bath, he splashed a lot and got Mama all wet. When Betty gave Eva a bath, she only splashed a little bit. When Mama fed baby Obed, she would put him up on her shoulder after he ate and pat him on the back, and then he would burp real loud. When Betty put Eva on her shoulder after feeding her and patted her, she was much too polite to burp. When Mama did her work in the garden or hanging up the laundry, she would tie baby Obed in a colorful cloth onto her back. And so Betty decided when she was doing her chores, sweeping the path or carrying the firewood, she would tie Eva onto her back with a bright cloth. And she only needed a little help from her mama to tie that knot just right so that Eva wouldn't fall out. Once her chores were done, Betty went to visit her friend Rahili. And Rahili laughed at her because she was using a rock for a doll. But the truth was, Rahili didn't have a doll either. And so when Betty left, Rahili went out and found a rock and named it Lucy. In the afternoon, it was time for Betty to go and get water from the village well. So she had to untie Eva from the cloth, and she put Eva on the ground with some other rocks so that Eva wouldn't get lonely. And she folded up that bright cloth, and she put it on her head, and she put the water jar on her head because this was how she always carried water jars and anything else that was heavy. This was the method of carrying, but she needed the cushion of the cloth. And so she went to the village well, and she got the water, and she brought it to the cooking hut where her sister, Pendo, was starting to work on chopping the vegetables for dinner. And then she ran back outside to look for Eva. But Eva was gone. She could not find Eva anywhere. She searched and searched, and when Mama saw how upset she was getting, Mama brought a new rock and gave it to Betty. But that rock was just a rock. It wasn't Eva. And the sister Pendo went and got a different rock, but that rock wasn't Eva either. Betty felt really sad, and so she sat against the wall quietly until it was time for her to do her part in making dinner. Betty's family had rice for dinner every night, and her job was to fill the pot with water and put it on the fire ring, which consisted of three large stones and the fire in between. Well, when Betty put the pot of water on the fire ring, she saw that one of those rocks wasn't a rock at all. It was Eva. So she ran and got Mama and moved the pot of water away, and Mama helped her roll Eva away from the fire. Luckily, Eva had not been hurt. She was just a little bit dirty. And Pendo ran outside and got a different rock to put in the fire ring, which, if you think about it, is probably how Eva got lost in the first place. And Eva held very still as Betty cleaned her off and hugged her. When it was bedtime, Mama rocked Obed in her lap and sang a lullaby until he fell asleep. And Betty sang a lullaby too, but she fell asleep even before Eva did. One of the things that I learned from Betty, as I think about how she spent her day, is that really maybe it's not so important that we have fancy toys from a store, because even a rock can teach us how to love. We're going to join hands now, Angelina and Kehlani and Stephanie, and we're going to say a prayer, including all those who listened from other places in the church. Dear God, we thank you for loving us, and we thank you for those you give us to love. We thank you for Jesus, who teaches us to love you with heart and mind and soul and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Amen.